My name is Bill Felling. I'm here tonight to urge you to look very closely at the entire path of destruction that Hydro-Québec and its partner Eversource plan to wreak on the great state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire is famous for mountains, forests, and natural beauty. Over the years, its citizens have been careful stewards of land across the state to ensure a quality of life unparalleled now and for future generations. Whole swaths of forests have been preserved from development through easements, pastures are protected, entire mountain ranges cover the state with extraordinary majesty. Lakes, rivers, and streams are enjoyed by people and wildlife existing together. The Northern Pass Project, as proposed, threatens what New Hampshire's residents have prized, all for the sake of greed. Billions of dollars are projected to be realized by private companies at our expense. Our citizens will not have long-term jobs. Our electric rates will not go down. We, the residents of New Hampshire, do not win anything. I'm here to speak for the members of the Percy Summer Club, whose properties are located on the western shore of Christine Lake in Stark. According to the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, Christine Lake is the closest thing to a wilderness lake in the state. The lake is open to the public, a trout fishery, and hosts nesting loons. Ospreys and bald eagles are often seen. Almost 30 years ago, the members of the Percy Summer Club worked with the state of New Hampshire and the Forest Society to ensure that the water and viewshed of Christine Lake would be permanently protected, preserving the unique area for future generations. Easements on Percy Summer Club land, combined with state management of the Nash Stream Tract, and longtime club member John Kaufman's donation of the nearly 2,000-acre Kaufman Forest surrounding the lake, have made that vision a reality. Until today, that is, when Northern Pass proposes to erect a series of towers over 100 feet in height using the existing PSNH right-of-way, which runs along the ridge on the entire southern shore of the lake. Unlike the current towers in the right-of-way, these new towers will be visible from the lake itself, as well as from the surrounding trails and mountains. Whether swimming, fishing, boating, or hiking, the transmission towers will become a permanent part of the experience of Christine Lake. The right-of-way runs directly through the Kaufman Forest, making a mockery of John's lifelong efforts to secure the viewshed. When the right-of-way was originally granted to Public Service of New Hampshire, there was, in fact, a public service involved, the need to provide reliable electricity to the residents of Coos County. While no one is busy taking sunset photos of the existing power lines, we all understand their purpose and that the fact that they serve a legitimate local need. Not so with Northern Pass. While it can be argued that this project will benefit energy markets in southern New England, that should not be a license to permanently mar the precious landscape of northern New Hampshire, especially when Northern Pass has already acknowledged that the technology exists to bury this new and intrusive power line. They are, after all, proposing to do exactly that on some few sections. Clearly, the transition from PSNH to Eversource has removed public service from more than the name. I urge you to deny this project as presented. The SEC, through RSA 162, must find that this project will not have an unreasonable adverse effect on aesthetics, historic sites, air and water quality, the natural environment, and public health and safety. There is nothing reasonable in any portion of the proposal. There is nothing natural about the proposal running from Canada through New Hampshire. The project simply does not meet the tests of the Site Evaluation Committee, and importantly, the citizens of New Hampshire. Do the right thing for the residents. Deny this application. Thank you.